Practical faith comes in two types. The first makes it possible for me to achieve excellence, and the second makes me into a new person. Type 1 faith empowers me to do all of the things that I can do and should do for myself. It gives me the power to be all that I can be. It's what makes my dreams possible. When God created me, He placed type 1 faith inside my heart and mind. Type 2 faith empowers God to do the things for me that I can't do for myself. I can't pull myself up by my own spiritual bootstraps. No matter how hard I try, I can't be born spiritually without God's help. Only God can make my spirit come alive. Type 2 faith happens when I open my heart and mind to God's love and become one of His children. For the first time in my life, I dare to call God my Father, and the power of His love transforms my mind and heals my damaged emotions. There is no limit to how good my life can become when both types of faith are active in my heart and mind. Faith is about empowerment. To get where you want to go, you need power, and faith gives you that power. Practical faith comes in two types. Type 1 faith empowers you to do the things you can do and should do for yourself. Type 2 faith empowers God to do the things for you that you can't do for yourself. The first type of faith empowers you to be all you can be and do all you can do. It's what makes your dreams possible. This type of faith affects all areas of your life. You don't need to be spiritually alive for this type of faith to work. People who have no religious convictions can still use type 1 faith to make their dreams come true. When God created you, He placed type 1 faith inside your heart and mind. Everyone is given this type of faith at birth. Some people develop their ability to use this gift, and others hardly know it's there. Although type 1 faith empowers you to do what you want to do and be what you want to be, that doesn't mean God is left out of the picture. God is the one who gave you this gift, and He expects you to use it in a worthwhile manner. Type 1 faith is a powerful force for both good and evil. Bad people use this gift for evil purposes. They use its power to intimidate, coerce, and bend others to their will. They have evil dreams that they want to impose upon the world, and they use the dark side of type 1 faith to make it happen. Be careful how you use this gift. With power comes responsibility and accountability. The moral universe grinds slowly, but it grinds sure. God designed the moral universe to keep close accounts of how you use type 1 faith. Eventually, accounts will be settled, and you will reap what you sow. Type 2 faith empowers God to do things for you that you can't do for yourself. You can't pull yourself up by your own spiritual bootstraps. No matter how hard you try, you can't be born spiritually without God's help. Only God can make your spirit come alive. The second type of faith makes it possible for God to work in your life. It happens when you open your heart to God's love and become one of His children. The power of God's love flows through your life, transforming your mind and healing your damaged emotions. For the first time in your life, you dare to call God your Father, and you have a relationship with Him. God has been waiting to perform a miracle in your life since the day you were born. Type 2 faith takes the handcuffs off God so the miracle can begin. Many people act as if there is only one type of faith. They think that if they have enough faith, God will make their dreams come true. They want God to do things for them that they can do and should do for themselves. That is a big mistake, and it will not work. No amount of faith will make God do for you what you can do and should do for yourself. God placed type 1 faith in your heart so you would be empowered to be all you can be and do all you can do. God intends for you to exercise your faith so that you can live a life of excellence. Faith works when you use it correctly. If faith isn't working in your life, it's because you are using it in an incorrect manner. You are probably trying to get God to do things for you that you can do for yourself.